There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something very weird happened to me and my daughter over the weekend. Went to go see a movie, thinking we had good 20 minutes before the movie started because of all the trailers and the commercials. There was nothing. They just started the movie, meaning everybody who thought they had some time to get food was missing the movie. We didn't even get to see Nicole Kidman do her thing.
We come to this place for magic. To laugh, to cry, to care. Because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim. And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn.
Come on, man. Maybe a little dramatic.
A little bit, but still.
I go to the movies, I just want to have a good time and have my shoes not stick to the floor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, go ahead, Nicole, do your thing. Yeah. But my point is that you know you got 20 minutes usually, right? All the trailers, they got to show the commercials, they got to tell you where to buy your snacks, Nicole has to go do her thing, and then the movie star. Oh, reminder to not to talk, to sing, or to text, please.
And to turn off your cell phone.
Yes, and then the movie starts. You always have at least 20 minutes. My daughters both make fun of me because I happen to like the trailers. I like to see what's coming.
Sure,
up.
Me too, especially because you're like, oh, I never heard of that. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, or you do a mental checklist. Yeah, I'll see that. Pfft, no way I'm seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, you have some time. Well, we didn't on Friday. My daughter and I went to go see September 5, which is a great movie. It documents the kidnapping and the eventual murder of the Israeli Olympic team in the 70s. It happened. It was showing how ABC handled it on live television. Fascinating movie. We got there right in time for the movie to start, as far as the time it was listed as, 7:30 at night.
Sure.
Thinking, we got at least till 7:50. Got some food. Get to our seats 6 minutes after we get there. Movie's already 6 minutes gone.
Oh.
They started it at 7:30. There was no previews. There was
nothing,
no Nicole Kidman.
Huh?
No place telling you where to get your soda.
No cute little cartoon that shows all the foods that they offer. And
yeah, because it wasn't the 50s.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
No, I just saw that. I was just at the movies a couple of weeks ago, and they had the whole thing with the...
Was it a talkie?
No, oh my God, would you stop? I just saw it.
Has anybody else experienced this?
Like with the movie starting right when it says it's going to start?
Yeah,
no.
I used to work in the movie theater industry.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That was my very first job. I did all of them. I cleaned the popcorn. I gave out the popcorn. I sold the tickets. And I did do the screen projections.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I thought you had to be a projectionist to
do that. I was a projectionist for a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
When you worked in the movie business, did you ever experience a movie with no trailers?
The one times we only had movies that were without trailers, it was like special engagement ones. Like, you know,
like
those,
a premiere.
Like a premiere.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like,
yes.
If it was like a specialty, hey, we're showing this old movie.
Oh, sure.
In the
Tonight
theaters.
We're doing Back to the Future.
Right. Right.
Right. It was a special thing.
Yeah. Other than that, there was always a trailer.
But this was a brand new movie. I mean, it just got nominated for an Oscar this year.
Well, it might be under a special engagement because it is a smaller movie.
Could
and
be.
Because of it's his award season. So they probably are just trying to get the number of screenings in to be eligible for certain awards.
I'll bet you it's exactly what you thought, Jess. I didn't even think about that, because to get the number of screenings so that they're eligible.
I've never seen this before, and it wasn't so much of a drag for us because we were only quote-unquote 6 minutes in, but there were people that thought, like we all did, that, well, we still have 20 minutes, and they came in 20 minutes later, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it's a good chunk of movie, Gunther.
Sure.
The movie was only an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
If you ever need more tales from a movie theater expert, I'm here. I've got tales for days. I can give you all the answers you needed to know.
I had no idea that you were actually a projectionist and all this stuff. I want to hear more. What goes on in that room when the movie's going?
Oh, I have stories.
Well, okay.
Don't you want to know now, John?
Who are you talking to? Of course I want to know. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.